Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, we all wanted forts when we were kids, right? Who didn't? Jameis and Tyler certainly wanted one. He's growing up in Mokena. He's 10 years old. He talked to us earlier this year, and he joins us again. Jameson, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, listen, let's just review your story a little bit so people maybe they didn't hear it the first time can get caught up to speed. So you and your friends, you're growing up in Mokena over the winter, you decided you wanted to have a backyard fort, right?
Yeah.
And what'd your mom tell you?
She was like, oh, you need to get a permit, you need to find where you're going to place it, you need all the measurements, try to make it so, like, not do it, but obviously I didn't do that.
So she was trying to discourage you, told you you needed a permit from the city, so what did you do?
I walked over to the mayor's house with my friends that, like, notes with the measurements on it.
And measurements for your fort?
Yeah.
Now, did you know the mayor before?
I did not know him at all.
And so how did that go? You just knocked on the door?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was like, this is for the mayor, because Fresto's is the wife that answered. It's like, this is for the mayor. And then she read it. She was like, okay, I'll give it to him. And I was like, okay.
And then the mayor called you later?
Yeah, like 2 weeks after.
And so, and what'd the mayor tell you?
He was like, we'll be going to the village hall soon, like, week. And I was like, okay, maybe I will get this permit.
How about that? You know what that tells me, Jameson? That tells me you might be a little smarter than your mom. Lisa joins us as well. Lisa Tyler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
There's no holding this kid back, I don't think.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
I've lost all control.
So you were giving it your best shot, right? You've got to get a permit for that. And what did you think when he came home and said, or the mayor called and said, we're going to give him a permit?
I was mortified. I was shocked. I was embarrassed. I couldn't even believe that he decided to reach out, you know, after the initial handoff of the blueprint. I thought it would just be swept under the rug and we'd move on with life. But
now, did you know the mayor before this?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Talk about constituent services. I love this. So... So then you've got a 10-year-old son who's obviously very driven, right? He's a go-getter. He's got a permit to do this.
He's very determined.
And so what happens next?
So the mayor thought, well, it'd be a good idea just to teach him some lessons on, you know, what it takes to get a permit and, you know, so on and so forth. So we met with the village, and they kind of played along, and they can tell, you know, that I wasn't really on board with it, and... I think it was just to appease him, you know, and we kind of had a talk with Jameson, letting him know it costs money to do this. You can't just say you want a fort and boom, fort's going to show up in your yard. But I guess we were all wrong, huh?
Well, and so that's the cool thing. So Jameson does this. He gets a little publicity out of it. And then guys like Tony Janowski from the Regional Council of Carpenters hear it and decide to take action. Tony, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and appreciate jumping on the call here.
So, I love this story. And so you know all of this is going on. When did you guys get involved?
Well, you know, we heard about the story back when it first aired on the radio.
Yeah.
And had gotten a call from one of our Chicago Regional Council of Carpenters business representatives. Hey, you got to hear about this story. So I went and looked into it a little bit. And, you know, Jameson's determination to secure a building permit, you know, that was a game changer for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, to go back, hey, why we do this? You know, the unions are a huge component to the successes of the communities. This is where we live. We go to church. You know, we're coaches of baseball team. So this was nothing for us.
So, and,
it was an honor to get on board and move forward with this project.
So while Jameson worked with the mayor on the permit process, then you guys got involved and brought Jameson and his friends into your training center, right? And sort of walked through construction of his own fort?
Yeah, absolutely. That before that, though, we had to, you know, I had to reach out to Lisa and say, hey, and introduce myself. And I had a site visit. And with having that site visit there, I met Jameson, and I came in with my high vis, and I had a hard hat, and he had a high vis shirt on, and he seen this big guy coming up, and a big carpenter, and his eyes just wide open. So I got a little, talking to Lisa, got a little information about, you know, Jameson, what did he want, what was the build, and, you know, what does he need to improve in, and he had said that, he doesn't listen all the time. So we went through the process of becoming a designer. Like he did, and a builder, and now he's going to contract with the Carpenters Union. So,
oh, nice.
So that being said, the contract was, if you clean your room and your mom doesn't have to tell you twice, we're going to make this happen. Oh, but if you don't clean,
well,
maybe we won't
proof on it. Okay, so Jameson, you've got this deal where you've got to clean your room, and if you don't do it, you don't get a fort. Was it hard?
No, not too much, because I tried to keep my room as clean as possible so I wouldn't have to clean it. But now and then I had to clean it.
What was the hardest part about cleaning your room?
Probably the dusting, because I have so much stuff on my shelves.
Yeah.
Hard to move and then move back.
Well, here's my question. What does your mom think is a mess in your room that you don't really think is a mess at all?
Probably my TV stand.
She always wants you to clean up the TV stand?
Yeah.
It's a holder. You put stuff on it, right? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay. So you meet Tony, Mr. Janowski, and you go with him and start to build your fort, or how did that work?
So my mom got like a message saying that we're going to go. I think it was like a Wednesday or something. I'm not sure. And it was like an hour drive. That was a boring drive because I was in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
My brother and my friends are both next to each other. And I was just sitting there, just waiting with the John.
But you finally made it there.
Yeah, when I finally made it there, we got in, we put our stuff down on a little table. She had 6 feet, obviously. And they're showing us around where they do stuff, where they build, where they train.
It's a regional training center, right? It's a pretty cool place, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you learn about being a carpenter from Tony?
That you have to do a lot of hard work to build stuff.
But the best news is, right, that yesterday or the day before, they showed up with a huge crane on your street. I could not believe the size of this crane, and they hoisted up the fort that you and the carpenters built, and they put it in your backyard, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So I woke up at like 6 in the morning. They got here a bit early at like 6:45 maybe.
That's the worst. Let me just tell you, Jameson, when the carpenters show up at your neighbor's house early in the morning, that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my friends thought it was going to be at 8, so I had to call them at like 7 to come over to my house. So they weren't even ready for it.
No. And so they hoisted the whole thing up over your fence and dropped it in your backyard, sort of like the Wizard of Oz, the Dorothy's house.
Yeah, kind of.
And what's it like now? What have you been doing in the fort?
I was just in it for like an hour in the fort with my friend.
What were you doing?
We're just sitting down talking.
Nice. It's nice for guys to have a place where they can go and talk, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is the privacy rules here? Mom can come in anytime she wants to, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a fair trade. Well, listen, is there anything that you think your mom should have learned through this whole ordeal through you, Jameson?
That she will never stop me.
I have a feeling you will never be stopped. Lisa, do you think you'll ever stop him?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, James, like I said, I think I've lost all control over this one.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Are there other ones?
I have a 15-year-old, yeah.
Oh, what can we do for him or her?
He's a little bit more on the quiet side.
Does he want a car? We can get a car, maybe.
Right.
Tony.
Maybe Jameson could talk to the mayor about that one, too, you know?
Jameson, could you get your brother a car?
Probably not.
Is your brother allowed in the fort?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I allow him sometimes. If his friend's over, most likely not.
But if it's just him. But
when it's just him, yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
He could come in.
Well, Tony, listen, you did great things. I just love the pictures. I'll post some pictures on my Facebook page tonight. It's just a great story, and it's a great thing that the Chicago Regional Council of Carpenters was able to do. Tell me a little bit about the training center where you brought Jameson.
Oh, the training center is a 300,000-square-foot training center, and this is where we do our training for apprenticeships, and we also do it for our carpenters. You know, you still got to go to continuing education because the changing, we have to make sure that our workforce is highly skilled and the most productive workforce in the industry to be competitive. So, through the whole experience, I think with Jameson and his friends and the parents that, we just don't swing hammers. We do everything from building high rises to working in the renewable energy and nuclear and all the good stuff that we're doing in wind and solar. So
not just that, Tony, you make little kids' dreams come true. That's a pretty cool thing.
Well, it's never too early. And close, and it says it's just a testament. You're never too young.
Right.
To swing a carpenter's hammer.
Okay, so Jameson, if I ever swing by Mokena, could I come in your fort?
Sure.
You sure? You kind of hesitated there. Do you not want me in your fort?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Well, I love talking to you. And when you build a condo or a tower or something, when your next project, let me know and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jameson. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Tony, as well.
Thank you much
for having us.
Oh, you bet. So much fun. All right, let's head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.